Obviously, Mr. Rich, you knew Louise, and obviously she's meant so much to the LPGA, and just your thoughts on hearing her passing of today.
Well, I was I knew it was coming. I mean, the last few tournaments, she's been at the last two or three Solheim Cup. She was here in 09, and of course, she doesn't live in Boynton Beach anymore. She moved up to near Daytona, where they have like a home for some of the older LPGA players. But anyway, I met Louise. My first foursome as a new member in 1983. My foursome consisted of Sam Snead, Joanne Carner, and Louise Suggs. I mean, how good is that? And halfway through the round, she says, "Mr. Rich," she says, "you know, you could be a pretty good player." I said, well, thank you, Louise. She said, "When we get in, I'm going to give you a little hint." So she waited until we got in. We're having a Coke. She says, "Mr. Rich, you have one major flaw in your swing." I said, "Well, Louise, what is that?" She said, "When you get to the top of your backswing, you release your right hand grip." She said, "You got to work them together. They all got to work as one." I said, "Louise, thank you very much." It took me at least 8 to 10 years to feel comfortable with both hands put together. She was a great teacher. She always told me, she says, "Jerry, whenever I teach somebody, if they don't want to listen to me about their grip, I walk away. I won't even help them. Because the most important," she said, "the most important part in golf is your grip. If you got the right grip, everything else falls in line." Other than that, she was a wonderful lady. She belonged to a couple clubs, not only Pine Tree. She joined about the same time Sam Snead did and Joanne Carner. But there was a couple social clubs in Florida that she was also a member of, where Betty and I saw her, you know, at least once or twice a week. So she was a great lady.
Did you talk much with her about, you know, when you were putting together the crown? Did she have any advice for you on this new event?
Not really. You know, she was already getting up in age when we were putting that together. But when we were putting the Solheim Cup together, I did not have the contract. It was 2003. They had the tournament at Trump National where they brought the girls in. It was the top 33 girls in the LPGA. They were about ready to make a decision on 2009 Solheim Cup. And Ty Volta, who was a commissioner at the time, was avoiding me. I called Louise, and I asked Louise, "I know you're in town. By chance, could you possibly make a call to Ty Volta, see if we could maybe have breakfast together?" And at the same time that I was making a call to her, Beth Daniel came off one of the 18th hole at Trump National. And I asked her the same thing, that, you know, Ty really hasn't called me about the 09 proposal. And she says, "Well, I'm going to take care of that." So she runs off and gets a payphone. That was before cell phones.
Yeah.
And she comes back and she said, "Well, he's going to call you." And he did in about 5 or 10 minutes. And I said, "Well, I just talked to Louise. I understand that she's staying at Mar-a-Lago, which is Trump's, like, hotel on the ocean. I'm going to have lunch with Ty Volta, or breakfast with Ty Volta tomorrow morning." She says, "I'll be there because I'm staying in the same place." So it really worked out well. I mean, she had everything good to say about, you know, the Rich family and the things I've done and what have you. That didn't get us the 2009 Solheim Cup, but it was sure nice having her put the stamp of approval on our facilities.
Well, it sounds like a lot of the LPGA players that you know sort of followed her to Pine Tree, that she was maybe a lot of them. She started bringing some of those people in.
Exactly. I mean, it started with Louise, because Sam was there. Sam brought Louise in. Louise brought Joanne Carner in. Joanne Carner then brought Beth Daniel in, brought Meg Mallon in, and it just kind of flowed there. I don't know of another club in the country that had at one time 5 Hall of Famers at one club. I mean, that's incredible.